There's an albino pigeon that lands from time to time beside my chained-up bicycle. It sets me to wondering, not the way I wonder about other pigeons, emerald-ringed, or the way I soften under a bridge swallowed by the whirring of all those gray breasts. This bird is a kind of light, but doesn't know. I got lost this morning googling the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. I cascaded through photos of albatrosses, open cadavers of young ones fed fragments of flip-flops, turquoise barrettes, bottle caps by their mothers. When we don't understand something, we look for complicated answers. We say the albatross can't discern between the flash of food and the gleam of plastic. But perhaps she can't believe something caustic is carried by ocean swells. Maybe she carefully selects red caps, round things, objects that whistle. I was told Melanesia was found by the lost. Learned later of catamarans, people so settled on water they could read its ridges. So it wasn't Medusa's raft that washed up on the sand. I'm imagining a historian standing in a Hopi house and believing it was built for war. I try to understand him erasing the Grand Canyon to see enemies flinging dust. And here at my desk, I'm trying to understand why I love the albino pigeon. Do I love her because she's different? Because I want to know if the others can see the way she shines? I realize it's absurd to believe all the other pigeons are blind. It's simpler to imagine they are startled by her, that she knows the darkest thing about her is her shadow. It's simpler to believe in beauty, that in most instances, beauty is why we sail and build houses and navigate by the light of a white pigeon. I ache sometimes from loving this world so much, from loving the possum in the wall who sneezes in its sleep, the red cheeks of David Attenborough explaining fossils, Patti Smith singing horses because the night. I found Reuben, who I once knew, on YouTube, explaining his music, his swamp swing, and I want to tell him he's found his croon. Be brave, more of us will listen. I love Tiger Balm and the sound of cutlery drifting in the sink. I love my feet rubbing each other at night, steam and eucalyptus, old men with breast pockets full of cigarettes. I love short shorts, pot bellies and tight shirts, nipples that come out in the cold, skin that comes out in the heat. I love deep brown skin and green cloth, the sound of heels in galleries, the taste of dill, charred. I love worms crawling out into the rain, anything that navigates by the moon. I love polyester boys in video stores, paper and feathers, things that need to be hollow in order to fly. I love Leonard Cohen, everyone translating Hallelujah by singing it with their own voice. I love snow and armpits and Fanny Howe because she says she stepped into eternity beside a river in Ohio. Because she asks, what are you looking for when you erase a word? I'm looking for the right chords, history. I want to turn stones, make faith. I want to preserve something beautiful and particular about us. Me. I paint for joy, for sorrow. I paint because there are children discovering tippy toes on every continent. Because I want the sound of horses in my chest. Because there's no other way to tell you I love you. Fossils. And I paint because fuck it, hallelujah. I want to love more. It's the only thing I'm good at. The sand tiger shark is tougher than me, which comes as a surprise to no one. By now you know I'm tugged by the fugitive line of a duck on water, the generous drag of butter on bread, peddling. My survival instinct is awry. I'm reading floating in my mother's poem because I believe tenderness and loss are the slag of love, that the dead tell us how to live. I realized this morning Americans love runts, pedestal the weak. It's self-pity and it's lovely, how vulnerable we are. On the other hand, sand tiger sharks have two chambers in the womb to prevent one pup from eating the other. This morning on YouTube, a young albatross was sharked from the surface. And because I'm composed of carbon and softness, I wonder which sailor will lose hope tomorrow, robbed of his albatross. And me, hollowed out and glancing to the sky for some place to land, I realize, even warm and adrift in our mother's rooms, we live in a dangerous curve. What is it the dead are trying to tell us? Kira is proof that love and suffering are two rooms in the same chamber. But the shark pup exits jaws open, with no need of its mother.